This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I want to welcome the people here in the room. We're here at the Billy Wilder Museum, Hammer Museum Auditorium, the Billy Wilder Auditorium at the Hammer Museum. Listening through live stream or watching are many, many people from around the world who join us on Thursdays every week. And since this is the last one, just to let you know that on Tuesdays at 12:30, there's an online check-in. So I'll remind you again at the end in case you want to get a chance to talk, because we don't get to see you very often because you are remote and I can't see you. My name is Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. And I'm so happy to be here, as I have been and over many, many years, to offer these teachings. We practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it teaches us the skill set of learning to live in the present moment, to not be lost in the past or the future and the ruminations that can lead to challenging thinking, anxiety, depression, so on, and help us come into this present moment. As I've been teaching over the years, I often introduce complementary practices, which is what I want to focus on today. I want to do a practice where we cultivate kindness or loving kindness, this desire for others and for ourselves to be happy. It's a genuine, authentic wish that others have ease and well-being, and it's something that we all can have access to. So it's not some kind of like mystical quality of mind or something. It's just this very genuine feeling of wishing another happiness. And so if I were to ask you right in this moment to think about someone you love, and just take for 1 second, someone you love, someone could be family member, best friend, or could even be a dog or cat, just let them come to mind. And think about what you love about them, what you admire in them. And now notice what's happening inside you. What are you feeling? Maybe you're experiencing like a slight energy, warmth, smile to your lips, sense of expandedness, spaciousness, happiness. Okay, this is a quality of kindness that is inherent in all humans. We all have that capacity. I just invited you to think of someone. And then what we're going to do as a practice today is we're going to expand that kindness. So we'll start where it's easy with someone that we like that. We can continue with our dog or whoever you want. And then we're going to move, we're going to send kindness to ourselves, see how that goes. We're going to send kindness to people we love, our friends and community. We're going to send kindness. We'll even explore what it's like when we start sending kindness out to people we don't know and people we don't like or we have difficulties with. We're going to experiment with that. And so when we do the practice today, I just invite you to give it a try. And some of it, you probably will find that some of it is easier and some of it is harder. And if you're doing it and you're not feeling anything, don't worry about it. It's just, it's part of the practice. It's kind of like you're planting seeds and you're wishing happiness. And I'm going to show you how we do it through phrases and through images. And you can be quite creative with it as you send out well wishes to all these different people and throughout as far as you want to imagine. There's quite a bit of science looking at loving kindness practices, and a lot of it shows that people who practice these practices have lower levels of anxiety and depression. that there's more sense of social connectedness and more resilience. These are some of the kind of high-level points of when people practice this over time. More resilience, more ease, more joy, more sense of social connectedness, connectedness to others. And even some of these practices can lead to more altruism, to pro-social behavior. So we're going to give it a try. And as I said, just have fun with it. And if you're doing it and, oh, nothing's happening, don't worry about it. Just try to have fun and be kind to yourself as you do it. Okay? So this is an extended practice that we'll do through the whole time. And I just invite you to settle back and get comfortable. You can feel your body present. And just as you're seated here, seated in a posture that feels good. You don't want to be uncomfortable because it's hard to generate kindness for anyone if you're feeling uncomfortable. So get comfortable. Most of us have our feet on the floor. If you're practicing at home, you might be in on a bed, that's fine, or on the floor. Here we have we're seated in the chairs. Your back upright, but comfortable, as I said, not rigid or tight. Hands resting wherever they're at ease. And your eyes can be closed, but that's truly up to you. If you feel like you'd rather meditate with your eyes open, then go ahead and just have them looking downward so you don't get too distracted. And let's begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we do that, we just invite in more ease and relaxation, or the possibility of more ease and relaxation, coming more and more fully, to the best of our abilities, into the present moment, right here and now. And just sense your body seated here. You might notice your feet on the floor or the base of your body on the ground. And just feel that touch and the weight. There's heaviness, warmth, hardness, softness. Feeling your legs on the chair. And just let yourself sinking into the chair, letting yourself be held by the furniture. If you're on the bed, just let your body rest. Notice what it feels like with your back against the chair. And breathe. Let your hands be soft. Let your stomach area be soft. Let your shoulders, chest area, just drop any burden, just relax if that's possible. Sometimes when someone tells you to relax, it's actually harder to do. So just soften, ease, just be. And let your face, throat, facial muscles be soft. And notice your whole body present here. We can sense our whole body at once. And then check into your emotions or your heart. Like, how am I feeling as I begin this practice? What's happening for me? And there's no right or wrong answer, but just what do I notice? So I'm a little bit feeling down, or I'm excited, or I'm irritated, or what's happening for you? Just to have a starting point as we begin the kindness practice, sometimes called loving kindness. So let's start by bringing to mind a person or animal whom you love or you admire, Someone, when you think of them, you get happy. Could be the one you did before, or could be somebody new. Just see who pops into your head. Could be a best friend, a family member, mentor, teacher, your beloved pet. And if there's no one who comes to mind, you can always think about someone you admire, maybe someone you read about in history or you know about. So let this person or animal come to mind. And have a sense of them here with you, in front of you. And where do you want them to be in your mind? Do you want them in front of you? Maybe if they're a child, do you want them on your lap? Just in your imagination, or behind you with a hand on your shoulder. But just to bring them wherever you want. And take a moment to imagine the things that you love about them or that you admire, things that really light you up when you think about this animal or this person. Notice what that feels like inside you as you start to think about the joy they bring you, the goodness of them. We see the goodness, and then that can make us want to wish them well. So I'm going to say some words, and you can repeat the words in your mind. And you might find that you want to use my words. You might find other words coming to you. So just follow your intuition here. So as you think of this person, we can say, may you be safe and protected. So saying that silently in your mind, may you be safe and protected. And you might imagine them safe, protected. May you be happy and peaceful. I have a sense of them happy, peaceful. May you be healthy and strong, sending wishes for health and well-being. Imagine that you can affect them with these words. May you be at ease. Imagine them rested, easeful, living a life of ease, well-being. And as you said these words, notice what you're feeling inside yourself. How does that feel as you say these words? Let's say them again. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Is there anything else you want to say to them? Something specific to this person or animal? You can say that now. May you know that you're loved. May you be filled with kindness. And as you say these words and as you imagine these people and as we continue on in the practice, you might find yourself having an image come to mind or a memory or there's some creativity. You might imagine like color. Or it's all fine. So whatever happens, let that happen and see if it can enhance the feeling of kindness. And remember, if you're not feeling anything, it's not a big deal. Let's just keep going and I'll give you some tools for if you're not feeling it. So as we continue sending kindness to this person or animal, now let's notice how we're feeling inside and take a breath. And now imagine that this person or animal sends it back to us. So maybe they're sitting in front of you and they just send it right back. They say, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. So they're saying that to you. See if you can take that in. And one fun way to play with this is you imagine taking it in from them and sending it back out. So we can say, may we be safe and protected. And as you breathe in, the kindness is coming from them. And as you breathe out, it's going towards them. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be healthy and strong. May we be at ease. And is there some words that you might want to hear? And you can even imagine sending the kindness yourself, like through your body, coming from your heart and pumping through your body. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy, peaceful. And then what other words do you want to wish for yourself? See what comes up. And it could be something very specific you want to wish yourself. It could also be something general. May I have good friends and community. May I find meaningful work. May I get through this difficult time. May I accept myself just as I am. So this kindness that's coming from yourself or from this loved one to you, and breathe and just notice how you're feeling as we send these words and these phrases and images. And if you're feeling the kindness, really take it in. If you're not feeling it, and you might not be feeling it, it's totally fine. See if you can let yourself be exactly where you are. We can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. And breathe. And now we're going to shift the kindness outward. So let's bring to mind people we love or part of our family or community, but people where it's easy, it's not challenging for you. So maybe good friends come to mind, could be historical figures, it could be other pets, it could be your colleagues at work, it could, whoever you want that just really you feel joyful or pleasant when you think of them, just bring to mind. And maybe you can imagine sort of like a circle of people around you. And we can wish them well using my words, or maybe you've come up with some other words. May you be safe and protected. Imagine that happening for these people. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Breathing and sending out the kindness. Maybe there's other words you want to say to these loved ones. Noticing what you're feeling inside yourself as you say these words. And even if there isn't anything happening, it's quite all right. Remember, I said it can be like planting seeds. for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. And breathe and notice how you're doing. And we're going to take this one more step. So allow yourself to bring to mind neutral people. What I mean by neutral people are people that maybe you see them every day, but you don't have any particular relationship with them. Maybe it's the person who delivers your mail, or a neighbor, or with some colleagues that you know at work, but you don't really know them, or someone who in a store, or just neutral people. Or you might imagine groups of people like, my whole neighborhood, or see who comes to mind. And it's fine if it's one person, it's fine if it's 20 people, fine if it's 100 people, it doesn't matter. Just see what comes to mind. And take a breath. And you can imagine that they're also here around you or wherever you want them to be. In your imagination, as we say, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Saying these words, allowing any images, allowing the feeling to come and be here. If it's here, just inviting it, no pressure. But you might have a sense of really kind of like radiating out this kindness to these people you don't know. Is it possible to do that? Do you need to love them or like them in order to wish them well? It's an interesting question. So take another minute or two here, sending out kindness in whatever words you want to say to this whole set of people you know a little bit but don't really know in a deep way. May you be safe and protected, happy, peaceful, healthy, and at ease. Notice the impact of saying these words. And breathing and sensing what's inside you. If kindness is here, really let it be here. If it's not, just notice what it is and let yourself hold that with kindness too. And then as an experiment, the next step, and this one is the hard one, let's bring to mind someone that you're having difficulty with. So this could be someone in your life. You definitely can use things like politicians and so forth, but I don't recommend the hardest people, just especially if you're new to this practice, unless you want to try it. It could be people you've read about, people you know. It could be someone you're having difficulty with, who you know quite well, but just see who you feel like practicing with right now. See who comes to mind. It could be groups of people. And then ask yourself, do I want to try to send kindness to them? And the answer might be not really or no. But one thing I want us to just think about is that everybody wants to be happy. Their ways of achieving happiness might not be things that you agree with. And perhaps if they were happier, they would act in different ways that might not be harmful and hurtful to others. So that's one motivation. But you also might say, no, I'm going to go back to people where it's easy. So you can decide. But if you want to bring them to mind, And let's say the words. I'll give you that option. May be safe and protected. May be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. And maybe there's other words you want to say to this person, like, what do you want to say? May you know your good heart. May you access it. May you feel loved so that you can love. What are the words you want to say to this challenging person or group? And as you say this, notice what happens inside you. And anything can be here. Kindness. Absence of kindness, anger, fear. It's all welcome because it's part of the practice. And see if you can hold whatever you're experiencing with awareness and kindness for whatever it is I'm feeling right now. May I hold this too with kindness, with awareness. Let yourself be exactly where you are. If your heart opens to the difficult person, you know, that's amazing if that happens. If it doesn't, we just see where we are and we honor that. Let it be. And we learn about ourselves. And we consider a world where everyone can be open-hearted and compassionate and loving. So as we now move from this difficult person or group, let's open the kindness out to the world. And as we do that, there's, you know, of course, as you open it out, there's going to be many, many neutral people, billions of neutral people, and then there's going to be difficult people, and then there's people you love and admire and care for, and then there's, you know, animals you might love that you may not know, and humans you might love. And so just let the kindness flow out of you in whatever way feels nourishing and joyful. And now just think to yourself, like, well, who do I want to send kindness to right in this moment? And it might be to a part of the world that needs kindness, or it might be to dear family members or friends, or it might be to yourself, or it might be to the oceans, or it might be to all animals. Just let your mind do what it wants. Like, where do I want to send kindness right now? Sending it out. Breathing. Noticing what's happening as you imagine the kindness kind of overflowing from our heart and out into the world. And if you're feeling, oh, this is impossible or I can't do it, just bring some kindness to yourself right now. You don't have to do anything. Remember, I said this is kind of an experiment. So as you send the kindness out, and your kindness might go out to the galaxy, to the universe, it might be just to your neighborhood, wherever it is, let's now come back to right here and now and come into your own body, heart, and mind. Taking a breath and noticing what's here. Letting whatever is here be here. For whatever it is I'm experiencing right now, may I hold myself in kindness, in awareness. And now let's notice our feet on the ground, our body in the chair, or wherever we are. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Okay, thank you for going for it. It's not an easy meditation, actually. I mean, it can be easy for a little while and then harder, but it's a really interesting one. And so I want to share that with you, considering the sort of compassion, kindness, and empathy deficit that is out there in the world at the moment, and that we can learn these practices. And as I said, the science shows that they lead to more health and well-being and reduce anxiety, depression, change the brain, improve the brain in different ways. And it's sort of a question like, what kind of mind and heart do I want to have? What do I want to put out there into the world? And you can ask yourself that question and you can cultivate more kindness if you wish. It's a practice. So I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful. There's information about our center. When you exit on the right, there's a flyer with information about upcoming events and classes. We have a lot of online events, and this is live streamed. Everything is posted on our app, UCLA Mindful. We have hundreds of meditations on our app, including lots of short ones if you're just getting started, like 3-minute meditations. That's on the flyer. All the information. Next Tuesday, as I mentioned, I'll be, for the people who are remote, I will be online at 12:30, and you can find that on our website. And if you want to check in about your practice, because I don't get to see you here. And I will be outside in the hallway in just a few minutes if you have any questions or want to say hello. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.